And as soon as all the candidates walked out on stage, one thing became immediately clear. There are still way too many candidates. There's like 9 people out there. The GOP crams more people on stage than earth, wind, and fire, people.
Last night's Republican debate focused on the themes of terrorism and foreign policy, and it's a good thing, too, because during the debate, I spotted 9 people who had definitely been radicalized by ISIS.
But look, I am proud of all we've accomplished in year one. We fixed racism. Pretty good. It's no longer lurking in the shadows. Now it's out in the open and running for president. Yeah.
Well, who's that riding?
In the historic K Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our amigos in Old Mexico. This is the John Brislin Show. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday night this fine day after, the day after Christmas, December 26th, 2015. And as I sit here in this beautiful elevated window, this scenic window, this beautiful little perch I have, looking out over the best city in the entire world, Las Vegas, Denise and I, producer Denise Maramayer, just before the show, she's waving at you right now, I was talking about some very intellectual and deep and meaningful topics that I was considering for the show, and then I got slapped around by an idea that's, well, surprised me that it's kind of more interesting than what I was going to say. So I'll get to what I was going to say in a minute, but if I can try at least to summarize what we were talking about. There was, in the news break between the last show and this show, there was a report of a woman who was killed and she had 5 children. And Denise's comment was,
I don't know why she's more valuable than someone that doesn't have any children. They put more value on her life than someone with no children.
And this is what kind of got me. I guess, first of all, my question is, well, what is the value? If we're talking about the media reporting something, then I guess the value would be in how shocking it is, how much you can follow the if it bleeds, it leads philosophy. Now, if that's the case, then, well, what I think is that if you can demonstrate that this person was a mother of 5, then that means that there are 5 children out there who are now motherless. And then the natural stereotype, lots of stereotypes start to come into play here, and I'm not sure I understand all of the ones or all of the ideas that Denise is talking about, but the one that comes into mind is, well, now they'll be, we essentially picture, no, now they're orphans. And that's the one that gets me in a many, many very deep ways, because we overlook. Now, think to yourself, did you think, well, now these children are on their own. The mother's not there. And that overlooks the idea of they've got a father. They've got a father that is equally, let me underline that, equally valuable as their mother. Okay, now we'll take that point, put it up on the board, and set that aside for a minute. We'll get back to it. But how, you also said that you were offended, Denise, by the whole, very, very common idea of the news reporting something and talking about people who have children as more valuable. I don't understand where the insult comes from. I mean, how are you bothered by it?
I don't have any children, and I'm proud of myself. I don't know if that's the right word, but I am not adding to the population, and I think that's a good thing. And I never hear anyone going, oh, she doesn't have any children. How great. It's as if I am a lesser person because I didn't bring another person into the world. That other person hopefully will do good, you know, for the world. But what if they don't?
So you're saying the other person as in that the
child.
The child.
Yeah. And, you know, they use up all kinds of natural resources. I'm sounding terrible, but this is how I think.
Well, so two different angles. One is maybe the parent wasn't that good in the first place. And the other is, well, you know, why do we care so much about the kids? Because maybe they're just little suckers that are going to grow up to be big suckers. And, well, it's not a big tragedy. And we throw on this assumption that it's going to be, you know, such a tragedy in the future. And it's such a tragedy now. It seems to me that we can think that if we want to, and we can slap on that kind of premise, that sort of stereotype, that idea that everything is potentially horrible. I mean, it's the age-old philosophical question that is, you know, are people inherently good or evil? I forget the philosopher that was famous for that line and that line of research, but... I guess in my not well thought out way, just sort of acting on instinct, I guess what I like to assume is that I assume the best in people, maybe. I like to think that, yes, she was a valuable parent, and yes, there will be a loss felt by her passing. We can very easily say that she was about to, you know, knock off a liquor store and shoot 7 people in a gas station. And, you know, it's a good thing that she died today because that saved the lives of people tomorrow. We can always say that what could have been, what if, what if, what if. The media, the news, oftentimes reports people as, you know, when they talk about a family, it's elevated. You're right, Denise. And it's elevated in some way when people start to say, well, he's not just a man, he's a family man. You know, it's like the politicians that we have. They tout their families. Well, yeah. Ted Cruz just brought his daughter out on the stage and got hit by somebody over it.
And the monkey picture?
Yes. Or whatever. Yeah, the cartoon where she's a monkey. And it wasn't insulting her that she looks like a monkey. It was insulting him that he was using her like an organ grinder uses a monkey.
Which every politician, not every, but many politicians show their families. I don't even understand that in any way, because it's so common.
It is extremely common. I did it in my campaign posters. I had my little girl. My son wasn't born yet. My dog was even in it. I had a little Cocker Spaniel. A little Cocker Spaniel that I love so much, and he's passed since then. But yeah, I did it. And I'll tell you something, it's interesting. I had a rock solid campaign, and I got nothing but good reviews, if you want to say that there are reviews in a political campaign. However, I did get one or two pieces of mail that came to me and said how disgusting I was. I don't remember any of them except for one. There was one that said they were absolutely offended that I had my daughter do a political campaign commercial. It was a dial commercial where it's called a robo dial, where she does a 30-second commercial and then it's dialed out, it's transmitted out to, I forget how many, it was like 30,000 people or something. And they said that they tore up my sign that I had talked with them because I personally had put a yard sign in their yard, and I had talked with them. And they tore it up and put it in the garbage, quote, where it belongs. So, I absolutely stand by what I did. I think that I made the right decision to involve my daughter. It's one of her fondest memories of that time in her life. It was, as I saw it, a type of take your daughter to work day to share with her what you feel to be very, very important, to give her a role in it. It is something to do, something forever. She will look back on those campaign posters and see that, hey, that's her right there. And she was part of it. She was in the parade when we went downtown and walking down in front of all the supporters and everything. You know, she was part of it. However, there are people out there that are offended. In this case, only one out of however many voters. So it's not that bad, I guess. But of all the voters, what's the one that I can sit here right now and remember the words that they chose in their letter that they sent to me to tell me how horrible I was? I remember that. That, honest to God, hurt me that they would feel that way about me, that I would in some way neglect or endanger or misuse my daughter.
But she wanted to do it. She loved doing it. So their argument is nil.
Well, their argument would be that she loves what I tell her to love. She loves what she sees me loving. And if I was out doing something that wasn't so good, I could have shielded her from that and she would never have known. So it's don't use your kids as a political prop is, I guess, what they were saying. And I get that. I get that. But I don't think that that's what I was doing. I hope not. And I guess to bring it full circle, what it comes down to is depending on how you look at things and how what your view of the world is and what your path through life has brought you in the way of experiences, you can interpret things in different ways. And as I've said here many times, we have to live in the middle. We have to live in a big circle where we all stand in it and look at what other people say, like those people who said I did the wrong thing with my little girl, and respect their opinion. And that's what they think. I don't agree with it, but there's nothing wrong. There's nothing, they are to be respected for standing up for what they believed and for letting me know, as a matter of fact, for not only tearing it up and throwing it away, for calling me and letting me know in the hopes that that would then change how I did things. And to a certain extent, it did. You know, I at least kept it in mind and was a little bit more cautious in my decision making to involve her. Now, as you know, I've involved my little girl on this show, as a matter of fact, from time to time with her little comedy pieces that I hope everyone enjoys as much as me. But daddy bias probably plays a role.
No, I love her riddles. They're fantastic.
So, do we elevate people who try to be family men, family oriented? And when I say that, I am talking about the candidates, which I don't think Carly Fiorina has. Yes, she does. She has an adopted daughter, right? She has an adopted daughter, or she used to. And I'm going to have to check on this to know the exact details. But if I remember in the first debate, she was saying that she lost a daughter due to drug abuse. And it was actually a stepdaughter. But so when the candidates step out and they say, well, I've got a family and all, they're doing it in order to say, I'm more respectable.
See? Bingo.
I'm more respectable, and you should appreciate that how respectable I am. Now, I'm not single. I mean, in fact, you know what? I'm really thinking through what you said because I'm not discounting it. I'm trying to just understand it from your point of view. And I've noticed I don't think there is one single person on that Republican or Democrat stage that is not does not have a family. Even Carly Fiorina has a family by marriage. You know, it has kids by marriage. She can claim that. I can't think of one that doesn't. And no, it does not mean that they're so wholesome and righteous. In fact, my least favorite candidate of all is the same as last time around. Rick Santorum, because I just got the one finger from from Denise on the other side of the glass. I'll keep it very brief. Rick Santorum has a little girl. He has 7 children, and his youngest is a little girl with a disease that is life-threatening. And she was 3 and a half, she's probably about 7 now, and she wasn't expected to live past 1 or 2. So she's doing well, but she has a terminal illness. And instead of being at home with her, the family man, what is he doing that she'll remember for what life she has left? He's wasting it on the campaign trail. That's not a guy that's a family man. That's a guy that's a car salesman.
But he's the father of 7, so he must be valuable.
Well, his little girl goes to bed at night wondering where her daddy is. You measure the value in that. We're going to measure some other values and that of FedEx. What does that mean? You'll know when we get right back to the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Do you need a restful night's sleep? I do, and I have found the perfect way to get that restful night's sleep that I need each and every night with the new app from Nighty Night Labs called Deep Sleep Soundscapes. The Deep Sleep Soundscapes app is designed for those of us who need help getting to sleep. Deep Sleep Soundscapes features binaural beats that will help your mind drift gently off to sleep and help you stay asleep. The sounds include Celtic Forest Lullaby, Angel's Lullaby, Brahms Lullaby, Gentle Ocean Waves, Healing Rain, Restful Ocean Sounds, Rain for Slumber, and many more. Find the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app on iTunes, Amazon, and the Google Play Store. Download the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app today and get a restful night's sleep tonight.
Some news out of Washington this week. Congress finally passed a bill to fund the government for next year, and it includes tax breaks for NASCAR racetracks. Because if there's one thing Congress is all about, it's white guys sponsored by corporations and going around in circles. So that just that makes sense, right?
The new spending bill in Congress includes a provision that would lift the current ban on people from sledding in front of the Capitol building during winter. The provision is being referred to as Joe's Law.
At one point during the debate, Donald Trump was interrupted by a heckler yelling at him from offstage. Yep. Then the moderator said, you'll have more than enough time to speak at your next debate, Hillary. Please, stop. That's rude. Let him speak.
The John Brislin Show, your favorite political talk.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
How would you love to generate a great income from the comfort of your home? Well, now you can. This amazing money-making home-based business is designed to give you time and freedom. Would your life change if you made $10,000 within 21 days and $20,000 plus every month thereafter? Sounds amazing, right? Anyone can do it, even you. Call 800-704-8681 and let their expert staff tell you all about this brand new business opportunity. Why wait? You have nothing to lose. We have the tools, training, resources, and community to help anyone get on the fast track to success. Call 800-704-8681. That's 800-704-8681. It's the easiest, most powerful home-based money-making system on the web. Call today and change your life.
Getting a restful night's sleep is important, and stress can keep you from getting the sleep that you need. I want to tell you about an amazing new app called Nighty Night Labs. This app is a great tool that will help you with deep relaxation and stress relief so you can get a good night's sleep. With over 230 soothing sounds, Nighty Night Labs will update regularly with new sounds each month for free. Some of the sounds you will find on the Nighty Night Labs app are kittens meowing and purring, deep footsteps in the snow, early morning sprinklers in spring, summer crickets gently chirping, ocean sounds, a flag gently flapping on a warm summer day, horse footsteps on a medieval cobblestone street, rain, thunderstorms, and many, many more. Nighty Night Labs have created for you some of the most relaxing and beautiful soundscapes that will soothe your soul and your mind. You can also mix and match sounds that will play simultaneously to create your own personal relaxation journey. Nighty Night Labs understand stress and have designed this app with the assistance of real sufferers of insomnia, anxiety, fibromyalgia, depression, and those who just want to relax. The Nighty Night Labs app is available on all devices, so look for in the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Nighty Night Labs, NITEYNYTE, and online at nightynightlabs.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
The John Brislin Show, and this day after Christmas, and you know, we were just talking about I wanted to talk about FedEx and some interesting campaign tactics that the candidates, Republican and Hillary Clinton, let's not say Democrat, let's just say Republicans and Hillary Clinton, because Bernie Sanders, it's not happening. I mean, I like his ideals and some of the things he says, some of the things are out there, but I think he's a cool cat. I really do. I kind of like him as far as just being sincere and the real deal. Anyway, I wanted to put all that on hold and actually one other thing about baby boomers, but put all of those subjects on hold because the thing that Denise Marmeyer brought up, and it's that people who have children seem to be more valuable according to society. They are valued more than people who don't. Now, yes, we have a twisted sense of measuring someone's worth. And what their value is. But one thing that came to mind, I just want to mention, and then we will move on. There's someone here at the station in the morning. I probably shouldn't say his name, so I won't, because the conversation might have been something he wanted kept private, and I never asked him to talk about this. Someone here at the station, good guy, sincere, genuine, really nice guy. I finished up the morning drive, a couple years ago, two, three years ago, something like that. And I finished up the show and I packed up all my gear, my headphones and laptop and all the stuff that I come in with to do the show. And I had a bag on my shoulder and I walked out and I checked with John Schaefer, and of course wanted to hear from him what a great job I was and how brilliant I was, and get my little pat on the back and tap, 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 got my pat on the back from John. Then I went down the hall and wanted to talk to this other person, and I wanted my pat on the back. I could go around the station like a dog going around, just to pat me on the head, pat me on the head, tell me how great it was. I just got that Frisbee. Did you see me? Did you see me? Did you see me? And yes, I'm egomaniacal, and I make it look good. So, anyway, I stopped into this last studio/office, and the questions like you'd imagine from me, hey, how was I? Was I beautiful? Tell me how pretty I am. And then what he ended up saying was, well, let me tell you something, and I don't even know if I should say this to you, he's saying to me. And he's very genuine and sincere and kind and warm, and he said, it really bothers me when people are talking about something that's going on in the world, news related or any other thing, and they take this high ground, this higher moral plane, by saying these words. Well, as a father, I can tell you that I can feel what they're... As a father, I can tell you. And he was bothered. I mean, see, he did not have children. And I'll stop there as far as describing his situation, but he did not have children, and he was bothered that I would in some way take a high ground, or what in other words, I valued my opinion more, and I was professing a greater value for my opinion, just simply because of the fact that I am a dad. I took that to heart, and I've never talked to him since, because I think he's stupid, and... No. He's not stupid. He just doesn't know because he's not a dad. I think, yes, society does, as we've just kind of made a point. Yes, society does sort of put a stereotype on certain qualities or certain things that a person has done. I was in the Army, so a lot of people have given me the, hey, you're a hero thing. And... hey, I went where they told me for 11 years. I hurried up and I waited, and I did what they told me to do. And then when the time was right for me to call it a day, I called it a day. I mean, and I don't see any heroism there. But people have that stereotype that if you're a soldier, if you're in prior service, if you were in the military, then there's that hero label. And if you're a father, if you have a family, then you're more valuable. And the one thing that I would say is that, as a parent, you typically have to walk a mile in those moccasins. You have to understand what it's like to handle the entire family thing. You have a deeper understanding of public education and even the military, because you could orphan your children, or you could have children that go off and have something horrible happen to them. The potential is there, at least. And there is a whole category of things that you have a better understanding of simply by going through it. Is that necessarily true or not true, right or wrong? Here's what I want the takeaway to be tonight. It's a car and a truck. Neither's right, neither's wrong. We can find the commonalities in both and find the value in both. We'll find other values when we come back to the John Breslin Show right after this. Stay right where you are, you.
The John Breslin Show, your favorite political talk.
Do you need a restful night's sleep? I do, and I have found the perfect way to get that restful night's sleep that I need each and every night with the new app from Nighty Night Labs called Deep Sleep Soundscapes. The Deep Sleep Soundscapes app is designed for those of us who need help getting to sleep. Deep Sleep Soundscapes features binaural beats that will help your mind drift gently off to sleep and help you stay asleep. The sounds include Celtic Forest Lullaby, Angel's Lullaby, Brahms Lullaby, Gentle Ocean Waves, Healing Rain, Restful Ocean Sounds, Rain for Slumber, and many more. Find the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app on iTunes, Amazon, and the Google Play Store. Download the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app today and get a restful night's sleep tonight.
Dr. Carson.
Thank you, Wolf. Please join me for a moment of silence in remembrance of the San Bernardino victims.
Nicely played. Disguising nap time as a moment of silence.
You're asking for a moment of silence. We can barely hear you as it is. Why does he want to be silent?
Jeb Bush reprimanded Donald Trump last night and said, "You are not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency." But on the other hand,
they're rapists. Who's that? A war hero. You got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Loser. Loser.
Loser.
Loser.
Total incompetent jerk. Nobody. He's not a leader.
A total lightweight.
There you go. Numbers don't lie.
John Breslin. Not always right, but never wrong.
How would you love to generate a great income from the comfort of your home? Well, now you can. This amazing money-making home-based business is designed to give you time and freedom. Would your life change if you made $10,000 within 21 days and $20,000 plus every month thereafter? Sounds amazing, right? Anyone can do it, even you. Call 800-704-8681 and let their expert staff tell you all about this brand new business opportunity. Why wait? You have nothing to lose. We have the tools, training, resources, and community to help anyone get on the fast track to success. Call 800-704-8681. That's 800-704-8681. It's the easiest, most powerful home-based money-making system on the web. Call today and change your life.
Getting a restful night's sleep is important, and stress can keep you from getting the sleep that you need. I want to tell you about an amazing new app called Nighty Night Labs. This app is a great tool that will help you with deep relaxation and stress relief so you can get a good night's sleep. With over 230 soothing sounds, Nighty Night Labs will update regularly with new sounds each month for free. Some of the sounds you will find on the Nighty Night Labs app are kittens meowing and purring, deep footsteps in the snow, early morning sprinklers in spring, summer crickets gently chirping, ocean sounds, a flag gently flapping on a warm summer day, horse footsteps on a medieval cobblestone street, rain, thunderstorms, and many, many more. Nighty Night Labs have created for you some of the most relaxing and beautiful soundscapes that will soothe your soul and your mind. You can also mix and match sounds that will play simultaneously to create your own personal relaxation journey. Nighty Night Labs understand stress and have designed this app with the assistance of real sufferers of insomnia, anxiety, fibromyalgia, depression, and those who just want to relax. The Nighty Night Labs app is available on all devices. So look for it in the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Nighty Night Labs, N-I-T-E-Y-N-Y-T-E, and online at nightynightlabs.com.
John Breslin,
to be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Employers, make your job easier and increase your applicant pool. Go to ninjagig.com. They're offering a free 30-day trial, and there's no contract ever. They are the most affordable and most customizable software of this type on the market. Post unlimited positions to your own portal and your own personalized URL. Sign up now and be accepting applications in minutes. That's ninjagig.com. There's a tricky spelling. It's NINJAGIG. Ninjagig.com. Ninjagig.com. Go check it out. It's worthwhile. Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. And we're going to get into, well, we've been talking about the value of a person and if being in a family, having children in some way makes you more valuable to society and makes you perceived as more valuable to society. Well, I've added a lot to that, and I think I'm going to hold off for a little bit, and we'll take some calls, and I want to get into a couple stories that are truly interesting. One is that FedEx employees did some surprising things this season, and it's on a happy note, and I'd like to mention a couple things that are happy, and then also there are some surprises. I will bet you did not know some of the tricks that the candidates are using to manipulate the Citizens United rule and also some other campaign finance reform rules that were passed not long ago. They are doing some interesting tricks. But first, let's check with, line one in World Citizen out in Bay Area, San Francisco. You are on with John.
Hey, thanks for letting me on, John.
Wonderful to hear your voice.
Yeah, good talking to you, man. Listen, I want to first say something about Denise. I think she might want to come on this side of the glass and maybe walk the plank one of these nights if she wants to talk bold like she was doing a while ago.
She's wonderful. I would love to have her in here, but I can't convince her to do it. She always says, and then she talks anyway, but from the other side of the glass.
Well, it's hard to remember when there was a woman in office that wasn't married. I don't know, but maybe these women are trying to show a sign of legitimacy more than anything else politics.
To remember, it's hard to remember a time when a woman in office wasn't married.
Or even had children like Denise was talking about.
Well, I'm trying to isolate just, you know, one that's an example. I mean, my first thought is men and women in political office, men and women in politics in general, like to do the vote for me. I have a family. They like to be that sort of picture. So can you think of anybody that would be an example, male or female, that didn't care about that?
No, I really can't, John, because I think they're all a bunch of animals, but that's just me, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you're playing these comedy things instead of the bumper music, and I don't know, I don't think they're half as funny as Donald Trump himself. They try awful hard, but they're just not, Kimmel's not funny, Fallon, Colbert, none of those guys are funny, John. Your daughter is funnier than them.
She is. I'm talking. Absolutely.
That's a comedian. They're born. I'm just saying.
Thank
Trump,
you. That's
Trump
nice.
Is way ahead of these other politicians, and they're just stuck in the mud trying to figure out what to say, man. If we could have a vibrant young woman like Denise, or I don't know. It's just, you know, if you're not into politics, you're not, you've really got to be built for that kind of a career, I think.
Well, absolutely. It's something that's the fire in the belly, as they say over and over. But let me push back on the idea that Trump is so valuable, to use the word we've been using a lot of tonight. And one thing is, Trump seems to be, he likes to at least bill himself as a populist, as a person of the people, of the little people. The populist movement typically, you know, it started off taking care of those who were poor, didn't have a voice, the farmers, if you look way back. And then it basically became anybody that kind of fit into that category of just the overwhelming population, the little guys with no voice. The thing is, the idea of the populist philosophy is that the populist leader, which in this case would be talking about Trump, is the person who is the voice of the people if only they could get into office and truly represent the people. And, you know, how is it that he is somehow more of a voice than anybody else is? And if he is, how come he doesn't represent the people in any possible way? He is the 0.01, not the 1%.
I don't know, man. He's like, every time he opens his mouth, the points go up. That's all I know. And I also know that he represents a segment of society that really amazes me. It's not the billionaire club. It's the little people. He's saying that this guy's willing to take on Bill Clinton. That'll really make Hillary look real small, won't it, John?
You are saying that Donald Trump is ready to take on Bill Clinton.
Oh, he's ready to bring back Vince Foster, water, everything.
Well, you
he's
know...
He's ready to bring it all
the
up.
The dearly departed and, you know, aside...
None of the other politicians are willing to do that. He's what's left, and what's the Republicans' last hope, as far as I can tell.
Well, I'll tell you, there are a lot of people out there in America that are not billionaires, that are the middle class, and somehow this person, Donald Trump, through celebrity and various other things, has somehow convinced people to write $100 checks to a billionaire.
And he's only spent $200,000 on his own campaign.
No, actually, that's not true. Less than $200,000 as far as advertising, but he has spent quite a bit more than that on something else. I'm going to have to get back to that in just a second.
Fuel, probably.
Okay, you're close. You're close, but not it. All right, be safe, world citizen. This is the John Brislin Show. We'll get. We'll be back in just a second. I'll make this real fast. Stay right where you are.
John Brislin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
Do you need a restful night's sleep? I do, and I have found the perfect way to get that restful night's sleep that I need each and every night with the new app from Nighty Night Labs called Deep Sleep Soundscapes. The Deep Sleep Soundscapes app is designed for those of us who need help getting to sleep. Deep Sleep Soundscapes features binaural beats that will help your mind drift gently off to sleep and help you stay asleep. The sounds include Celtic Forest Lullaby, Angel's Lullaby, Brahms Lullaby, Gentle Ocean Waves, Healing Rain, Restful Ocean Sounds, Rain for Slumber, and many more. Find the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app on iTunes, Amazon, and the Google Play Store. Download the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app today and get a restful night's sleep tonight.
He has sent an email to his supporters, and this is true, promising that as an early Christmas present, if you give Jeb Bush $25 now, you won't receive any more email requests for cash for the rest of the year. Yeah. It's a political strategy borrowed from the mob. Hey, this is a real nice inbox you got here. I would hate to see it get flooded over the holidays, if you know what I'm saying. Give me $25 and the problem goes away. I'm Jebby the Knuckles and I approve this message.
Wow. For only $25, Jeb Bush will leave you alone.
Poor Jeb. You gotta admit, it's a pretty good plot twist that I turned out to be the smart one.
John Brislin, with a head that big, he's got to know something.
Listen live or archive on www.com. johnbrislinshow.com.
Getting a restful night's sleep is important, and stress can keep you from getting the sleep that you need. I want to tell you about an amazing new app called Nighty Night Labs. This app is a great tool that will help you with deep relaxation and stress relief so you can get a good night's sleep. With over 230 soothing sounds, Nighty Night Labs will update regularly with new sounds each month for free. Some of the sounds you will find on the Nighty Night Labs app are kittens meowing and purring, deep footsteps in the snow, early morning sprinklers in spring, summer crickets gently chirping, ocean sounds, a flag gently flapping on a warm summer day, horse footsteps on a medieval cobblestone street, rain, thunderstorms, and many, many more. Nighty Night Labs have created for you some of the most relaxing and beautiful soundscapes that will soothe your soul and your mind. You can also mix and match sounds that will play simultaneously to create your own personal relaxation journey. Nighty Night Labs understand stress and have designed this app with the assistance of real sufferers of insomnia, anxiety, fibromyalgia, depression, and those who just want to relax. The Nighty Night Labs app is available on all devices. So look for it in the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Nighty Night Labs, NITEYNYTE, and online at nightynightlabs.com.
How would you love to generate a great income from the comfort of your home? Well, now you can. This amazing money-making home-based business is designed to give you time and freedom. Would your life change if you made $10,000 within 21 days and $20,000 plus every month thereafter? Sounds amazing, right? Anyone can do it, even you. Call 800-704-8681 and let their expert staff tell you all about this brand new business opportunity. Why wait? You have nothing to lose. We have the tools, training, resources, and community to help anyone get on the fast track to success. Call 800-704-8681. That's 800-704-8681. It's the easiest, most powerful home-based money-making system on the web. Call today and change your life.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. I want to address a couple things that were brought up by So Great, World Citizen out there in San Francisco, about Trump and how, let's continue with the word, valuable he is, how real he is. There are some very unconventional things that are being done by the candidates on both sides that are in the wake of the Citizens United ruling in 2010 that basically said that dollars are free speech and therefore corporations can contribute to campaigns through super PACs, with the one caveat is that the campaigns cannot communicate, cannot dictate to the super PAC how that money is spent. Well, in reality, it is happening, but I'll get to that if I can in just a few minutes. There's something I want to read that was very well done, a very good article by a man by the name of Tim Murphy. Tim Murphy, if you want to Google it. He talks about some things about campaigning and specifically talks about Trump in this way. And I'm quoting the article when I say, quote, "Trump's unconventional message is backed up by the way he delivers it. Trump does most of his campaigning on Twitter. He conducts TV interviews by telephone. He receives so much airtime on cable news that he put off purchasing his first ad until early November. To that end, Trump didn't build his own political organization so much as, here's the key, as purchase it. Let me say that again. Trump didn't build his own political organization so much as purchase it. Trump is the best payday many of the staffers have ever seen. Rick Santorum, Rick Santorum's campaign spent $30,000 on television ads total to win Iowa 4 years ago. Trump has already paid as much to a driver who once chauffeured Santorum around the state gratis, free, in his pickup. He hired campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, away from the Koch brothers, back to Americans for Prosperity, by promising him $250,000 which is nearly 50% more than Mitt Romney's campaign manager earned. Now, here's the line that I love. Trump's campaign is now fueled by grassroots conservatives so attracted to a message of sticking it to the moneyed class that they are cutting $100 checks to a billionaire. Trump has more paid staff in New Hampshire than any other Republican campaign, and he opened his office over the summer to a great deal of fanfare. Now, just like the candidate himself, there was something slightly askew about the entire thing in New Hampshire. Considering their boss's general bombast, Trump staffers have a surprisingly low bar for their own success. Joshua Whitehouse stated that the campaign wasn't working hard to win over the new voters at this point in the campaign because, quote, we've got 20%, end quote, of the vote locked up, according to recent polls. And he added, quote, I'm not saying we're complacent because we'll never be complacent, but the 20%, that'll do us. So what does that tell me in my experience in political campaigns? That tells me that Donald Trump is not building a campaign of support, of idealists, of loyal soldiers. He's building an army of mercenaries. He's paying them the same way that you would pay, let's stay with the family idea, a babysitter. They're not the real thing. And if all of a sudden the money stopped, that babysitter would not come out of loyalty to your child. They would be gone. And those campaign volunteers, all those people you hear cheering, they're all paid staff. They're all paid stand-ins. They're all extras on the reality TV set of Donald Trump. It is a new campaign, folks. It's a bought and paid for cookie cutter campaign of someone who is a mile wide and an inch deep. It's not Trump's gold. It's fool's gold. How long are we going to listen? Well, that's what we have to decide. But first, let's go to the phone lines and let's talk about it with Tom. I don't see where you're from, but welcome. You are on with John.
Yeah, well I have the five conspirators that conspired to kill President Kennedy.
How does this affect what I'm talking about tonight?
I think Bernie Sanders is going to win with Elizabeth Warren as vice president. And Wall Street's going to give Sanders a heart attack, and Elizabeth Warren's going to be the first woman president. So we're in good shape. Man.
Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts. Bernie Sanders, obviously Bernie Sanders. It's an interesting idea. Okay, I mean
he's going to have a heart attack because Wall Street's going to give him one, and then we're going to have our first woman president, somebody who can really do the job.
Well, if there's anybody that can give you a heart attack, it's Wall Street. I worked with Merrill Lynch for years, and an interesting thing, there is an amazing amount of defibrillators in their office.
Just keep saying your prayers. Pray to Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, and we'll be good.
Well, there's nothing wrong with some good prayers. Let's go to line one, Jack in San Diego. Welcome. You are on with John. Oh, Jack, I lost you. Jack. I saw the message. What did he say? What was the message that he said? I'll try to address it on the air here. Okay. Well, I can't remember it either. The thing, I guess, just to wrap up what I was saying is that this is a new campaign, and let's see, do I mention Federal Express or go to Carly Fiorina? I'll try to do both. I'll start with Carly. Okay, I'll give you the abbreviated version of, again, Tim Murphy's article. You should go look it up. There is something here that you need to know. It's talking about a situation where there was a speech done by Carly Fiorina. She basically called up and said, I'm going to do a speech in this particular town. And then when she got there, there were people with clipboards to whom they'd just given out, the attendees had just given out their names, addresses, and phone numbers. But the thing is, the people with the clipboards weren't with the Fiorina campaign. Despite what some of the volunteers had strongly implied, they did all seem to be wearing Carly t-shirts and Carly stickers. But technically, it was an acronym. Remember that according to Citizens United and all corporate money going to super PACs, the super PAC can't talk with the campaign. So what Carly Fiorina is doing is her her super PAC is actually called, let me make sure I get the quote here right, it's called Conservative, Authentic, Responsive Leadership for You and for America. Conservative, Authentic, Responsive, C-A-R-L-Y. Her super PAC is literally called Carly, so that whenever she does any kind of speech, any kind of activity, any kind of anything, she can outsource all of her t-shirts, her speaking services, the chairs, paid volunteers, right? All of that can all be done through the super PAC and get around the Citizens United thing because it's actually called the acronym CARLY. They are doing all kinds of tricky things, and I hope you understand how deceitful that is. I'm going to have to leave it there. I want to go on a little bit more, but I won't. I've got 40 seconds to mention the good news article, and I'm going to try it. FedEx. FedEx employees had a rough season. They couldn't get their presents due to weather. They couldn't get the gifts out in time for Christmas, right? Some of the FedEx employees in large numbers volunteered to work on Christmas to deliver the packages. To deliver the packages to people on Christmas. And you would think, wow, that's so wonderful. Isn't FedEx great? They got a ton of bad mail and bad press because FedEx couldn't get the presents. My question is, why didn't you order early when you know it's Christmas season? You don't blame somebody else when you postpone all your shopping and the stuff doesn't show up. Good job, FedEx, for showing up on Christmas even when you didn't have to. That's the Christmas spirit. And that's why... That's one of the things that reminds us that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight. And I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, every Saturday night at 9 o'clock on the John Brislin Show. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that right hand? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
News Talk 720 KDWN Las Vegas.